When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside it's Christmas almost in April, Joey Noel.
Hello.
The first, second, and third best baby blues in all of San Francisco, Mr. Tim Geddes, looking sharp.
I'm feeling really do. Oh, dude, I'm feeling so good about my outfit today. I had the excuse to, hold on, intro Andy, and then I'm going to go off.
Jesus, all right. Go off, yeah.
The Hispanic heartthrob, Texas Street, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globetrotting headshot and nitro rifle from twitch.tv. Andy Cortez coming back from the snake pit.
Look how long the bangs are.
Dude, you are a different person. And I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but I'm leaning towards bad.
Andy, what's it going to take?
The Robert Pattinson Batman version of Andy.
Oh, wait. It's looking so cool. Good, everybody. Oh, you won me over with that joke.
What is it?
Except,
what
you know, minus the Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
That's a big factor in this equation.
He's a specific type of Batman. I couldn't have just said the Batman version of Andy. He wouldn't have the same punch.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Because I would have actually, of course, been like Michael Keaton. We're all talking about him, right? Right, Joe? He's the Batman that everyone's talking
about. Yeah, he's the talk of the town, Michael Keaton. He's on the tip
of Michael Keaton is the Tobey Maguire of Batman, I'm just saying. And you take that for what?
No, you're fucking crazy.
I'm saying it, standing by it.
He fucking nailed it.
I don't think he's wrong.
Damn. And it works in more ways than one,
so
if you
many
really
ways,
think about
so
it.
No, but Tim means it in an offensive way, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, he does. He definitely does. He definitely means it in an offensive way.
But does he only mean it in an offensive way because he knows that it will upset Nick?
Well, that's mostly
I'm not trying to upset Nick. You know what? I'm just going to stop. I'm like Nick. I don't need to just double down the path. You know what I mean? I can stop and admit I'm going too far. I don't need to go too far.
Now, here's the thing. To paint it in a positive light. You're not wrong in he was like one of the original, if not the original, to like make the role popular in film. And he is a polarizing individual when it comes to a lot of people think he is the best Batman. And a lot of people are stupid.
That's the two options.
That's definitely down right
there. Nostalgia lens applies to both of them.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, a couple housekeeping things before we intro the rest of the show. You too can be like the Ace Man, Johnny Ace. Head over to kindoffunny.com/store and try yourself on one of those sweet, sweet Johnny Ace polo shirts. They're electrifying, Tim.
If I could be like Ace.
Such a good promo. Did Batson cut that one? Who cut that promo?
Yeah, that was good. That was Batson.
Speaking of people we want to thank you to our Patreon producers, Delaney Twinning, Gordon McGuire, James Davis, at James Davis Makes, Bionicle in Review 2027, Fargo Brady, and Pranksky. Of course, today's episode of the Kind of Funny podcast is brought to you by Cuts Clothing, Lumen Skin, and Honey. We'll talk about those a little bit later.
Tim.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to go off for a second. I feel like it's a perfect segue from the Tobey Maguire, Michael Keaton slander that I just did. Because there's very few people that deserve, very few, I don't know what you want to call them, film artists, visionaries. I'm not really sure.
Luminaries, actors,
thank you.
Luminaries, some call us
thespians, all of these words, right? Like there's only one man that I think can really kind of boil all that down into like what true cinema actually is, and that man's name is Vin Diesel. And I'm wearing the world's greatest t-shirt right now.
I need to go off to the world. Go up.
Yeah.
Stand up, so I went. Coward.
Is that That's a custom? Perfect. Is that a custom job?
That is one super yucky shirt.
It is not custom, Andy. It is a shirt that you could buy on a website right now that just says Vin Diesel in.
Airbrush
spray art, like it is fucking fantastic. And today it's GDC. Me and Nick had to go do a couple of business meetings and then have a fantastic lunch with Bruce Green, which was super fun.
So fun.
And I was like, you know what? I haven't had an excuse to dress up in a while. I'm like, I've been going out in fucking like lounge pants and nothing for 2 years. I'm like, I'm gonna only wear my finest outfits. And Gio's like, what are you gonna wear to your business meetings today? And I was like, I'm wearing my new Vin Diesel shirt. She's like, Tim, why are you the way you are? But you know what? I fucking rocked it and I felt very good about the entire thing. We made a lot of mistakes today, Nick, including hitting up Bruce Green, one of our very close friends, our good acquaintances over the years in the world of internet video. He actually hit us up and he was like, yo, I'm going to be in town. I would love to see anyone from Kinda Funny. Let's go grab some lunch. Let me know who's available. Let me know what you want to do. And so I was like, cool. He made the first move. So we're going to make the second move. We're going to make his life easy. We'll get reservations at a place. We'll tell him where to be, Joey, when to go. That's all he needs to know.
If there's one thing we know from all the times people have asked us, what are the good eateries in San Francisco? I'm like, oh, we got this covered.
Where did you take him?
Tim and I are going back and forth yesterday on places we can go.
Of course, it's
GDC is happening near the Moscone Center here in San Francisco.
Which Chipotle do we go to? Which Poke Bowl place?
Exactly, right. Which means it's. But we have to be discerning because a lot of the places within immediate walking distance of the Metreon are going to be packed with a lot of people with a lot of backpacks. And if there's one thing I don't like getting bumped by
a lot of cargo shorts.
Well, I'm a backpack guy, you know me through and through.
I know, and I have I've never really brought this up, Andy. Put a pin in that, but I do want to say how critical I am of you every time we used to walk together through the hallways of the RTX Convention Center, and you'd turn real quick and just I'd get one right in the elbow, right in the ribs.
And then he'd ask put something in it.
Yeah, exactly. How often does Andy carry something for you in his backpack?
He did occasionally, but then I would be like, Andy, what else do you have in there? And I swear to God, Joey, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Andy,
I'm gonna. Can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Some face wipes.
He had some face wipes.
A secret Snickers.
He had a secret Snickers. Yeah.
Maybe some goldfish.
I didn't see
a water.
Goldfish. A water. He had a water bottle that was always empty.
What else would Andy have?
Would These it surprise are a jacket? You? Would it surprise you to know that I swear to God, Tim, if I'm lying, I'm dying. One time, RTX, middle RTX show floor. I'm like, Andy, what do you have that's so big in that? He opened it up, full size basketball. No reason.
Yeah, dude. Acoustic guitar and electric guitar.
In case I ever get challenged in the streets, I want to be ready.
I'm gonna
Joey, right I always now. Had a CVS pharmacy in my backpack.
Mm.
Very important to have. And a lot of people, sure, make fun of me all you want for being the backpack guy. Mm-hmm. But when you have a headache, when maybe the sniffles are catching you, when maybe you're feeling like, ooh, I feel something coming on. I wish I had some vitamin C to immediately attack the viruses that are trying to enter my body. I have it all for you, okay? Mm-hmm. And when you wake up the next day feeling great, when you are headache free, when you don't have those sniffles anymore because the vitamin C, just a stalwart defense, right? Just put up a wall and just said, nope, not in here. Mm-hmm. Like when you wake up feeling better, it's because of backpack guy. Yep. So please understand that next time, okay?
And I've never talked shit about Andy being our backpack guy. I've actually really kind of credited him and loved the fact that we have a backpack guy and it doesn't need to be me. Mm-hmm. So it's just been great. I've been multiple
times. Do you
times
own a backpack?
You're the opposite of a backpack
guy.
You don't bring your keys with you if you don't want to.
That is Tim.
How many times, Kevin, did Tim walk the office?
Fucking no keychain, this son of a bitch.
No keychain. He has
just
his
two
car
loose keys.
But then we also have Nick, who doesn't have a wallet and just carries his cards around loosely, which is also crazy.
But I always have the keys to our office and or home. There were multiple times when the doorbell would ring at the old studio.
On a chain, too.
And I'd be like, I know it's Tim. I know it's Tim. And we'd look. And Tim would just have three venti, like Trenta iced coffees in his hand.
And I'd press the button and be like, where's your key? And he'd be like, oh, I lost it. Just let me in. Like, no, you need to get a keychain.
None of that is true, because what would actually happen is, exactly, I've never lost a key,
key
in my life.
You claimed your first key that you'd lost it, but you had a key. You had a key at one point.
Never lost my key. Knew where my key was. It was not on me, because other people would lose their keys. I'm not trying to call out anybody, especially if they're my brother. and related to me. Oh, thank God. But you know, I've had to give Cool Greg my key. I called him out. It's Cool Greg.
He gets
Greg.
A pass.
But he gets the pass. So he'd have my key and there'd be times my hands are full. But you guys told a version of the story that is close to true. What actually would happen is I'd walk up with the multiple Trenta iced coffees because I'm a fucking good person trying to also bring some coffees to my friends and colleagues. And I'm standing down there and I bump up against that stupid ass doorbell and I'd be like, hey, can you let me in? And I'd hear Kevin, and I'm like, okay, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that's how that actually went down.
I was always saying the same thing. You have to pull it. You have to pull the door. You have to pull the door.
It's a real helpful. You push in, you pull. You push in,
you push and pull. Use your foot. It's a metal thing. It's you're fine.
So that was my life. So I'm very happy that Andy is the backpack guy for the end of that, you know?
Sorry. So today, to catch us all up on today, after that.
So today,
that was a good tangent.
Yes, we're like Bruce. We're only going to take you to the finest dining establishments. Mm-hmm. And to be clear, Bruce doesn't give a fuck at all. But like, we're just like, let's just give him a place and time and place to go. So in my mind, I'm like, there's a couple go tos I have downtown. Joey's been to many of them with me over the years, and we're like, let's just hit up that little alleyway. You know what I mean? That has
no
all
lazy
that.
Bear some... anymore. So sad.
Exactly. Yes. May he hibernate in peace. But we're like trying to call all the different places, and one by one, they're either not answering or they're just like, oh, we're not taking reservations because it's GDC, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fuck, I'm close to finding a place, but I'm not going to have enough time. I have to pop on the Gamescast. So I called Nick and I'm like, hey, dude, sorry to drop the ball on this, but all the places I looked at are busy. Can you just get us a place downtown? Anywhere. It doesn't fucking matter. And he's like, oh, yeah. I'll get the place that we had our, like, kind of funny holiday dinner after we went to go see Spider-Man last year. And I'm like, that sounds fantastic. We'll definitely be able to get a place there. Right. It's good food. It's good drinks. Good people. It's all great. And Nick's like, yeah, I got it. 15 minutes later, get a text from Nick. I fucking got it. Should I reserve three people or four people? It's like, you know what? Get four. Just to be safe. Just to be safe. Maybe someone
in case you run into anyone.
Maybe he wants to come out and be my friend for once. Maybe he wants to be my friend today.
I forgot that happened. Was that today, by the way?
Yeah. That was today.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, I really want to go to that too.
I had nothing to do, but like I had something scheduled when we were asked, and then it, whatever. It's the whole thing.
It's the whole thing. Anyway. Rolling to the end of this. I'm Ubering. I had some meetings in the earlier beginning of the day. So I was actually like walking to the place. And as I'm walking, I'm like, I am clearly walking past the place that we went to dinner for our holiday party. 100%. We are not going to that place. Nope. Where the fuck are we going? And we start getting deeper and deeper into the Tenderloin. And I'm like, okay, all right, let's see how this all goes. And we start
the dominoes. The
street, and I just look over and I'm like, yeah, this is a sports bar. Like, this is just a random ass sports bar. And there's nothing wrong with the place we went. But the idea that me and Nick had texted Bruce being like, don't worry, dude, we reserved a table at a spot. Like, that gives you a level of thought of where we're going. We walk into this place, it's us and two other tables in a place that had like 60 tables. And it was like, Bruce was like, you guys reserved this place? Yeah.
I walked in and Bruce literally looked at me and goes, good thing you got a reservation. Now, from my perspective, here's what happened. Tim called me and I was running some errands yesterday. So I was like, I'm just going to open table and figure out whatever. Now, by the way, I should say that one of the things that causes me the most anxiety in my life is finding the restaurant reservation. I have never liked this. I have friends that love it. They're like, bro, God, don't worry about it. I made us a reservation for this place that I hate.
Resies,
I always feel like I'm going to let people down. I always feel like I make the wrong choice. I don't like being the reservation guy because then when someone's late, you always go, hey, can you change the reservation? Or worse, can we add people to the reservation?
You hit me up, Nick. You're like, Andy, how about you? And I'm like, Nick, I'm backpack guy. I can't be a resi guy. Yeah. Right.
Nick, I need to pause you real quick just to say that I got multiple updates last night on the Google invitations of the invite changing. And I'm like, what is Nick changing? And in my mind, okay, good. It must have been them. Because I didn't even look at it. But in my mind, I was like, I know Nick so well.
On the calendar, it got bumped 5 times because I get a notification anytime anything changes on the calendar.
That is so fucking funny. Because like,
that's weird.
Yeah,
Open Table totally sent was me on the invite and I added it to the calendar. That's all I did.
Yeah, totally. But I was like, I wasn't blaming you, Nick, but I thought that there was a 50% chance that after the 10-second conversation me and you had on the phone of should you get three people or four people, that you had reserved three people, decided we should reserve four just to be safe, and then we're like, we should reserve three because that's the only fact that we know. And in my mind, I was like, oh, Nick.
You're way off. That happened in the car ride home from where I was. Multiple times on Venice Avenue, trying to going back and canceling the reservation. That was before you were privy to this. Here's what happened, Joe. I'm going to go to Open Table and just find something that's in walking distance of the Moscone. Tim had another meeting down there, so I was like, it's got to be someplace that's within walking distance. If I had known that Bruce was staying closer to Knob Hill, which is not near the Moscone, it's walkable to the Moscone, but you know, it's like above the hill, I would have picked someplace in Knob Hill or Russian Hill or someplace, because it didn't matter to us.
Somewhere like actually cute.
Yeah, I would have picked a real restaurant, because let's be honest, like most of the restaurants by the Metreon are not great. They're mostly just Moscone level pop out.
It's like conference bars, like right? Downtown SF is not SF. Own fucking thing.
The ones in the alleyway are great. Chapa Sueño and De La Rosa are actually legit great restaurants that I wish we could have gotten. But unfortunately, they were like, 1:45 was the earliest, and we had to make it 12:30 because we had to host this podcast and tell you this really long, boring story. What happened was I saw a name pop up, and in my brain I was like, hey, that must be the restaurant, because it was near that area. I was like, that must be the restaurant where we had our holiday party, which was a lovely place that I think Joey put together for us, if I'm not mistaken.
Great job, Joe.
Great deviled eggs, great pretzel knot thingies with the cheese. Me and Andy dipped.
They had homemade beef jerky, which was kind of weird, but good.
The cheese, and it was super romantic and great. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is gonna be great. And Joey, that restaurant's name was
Bartlett Hall.
Exactly, not Jasper's Corner, which is where we went to. Okay. And as I pull up in the Uber and I see this restaurant, I see the sign and I'm like, that's the place. And then I see the outside of the restaurant and it's on a corner. And I was like, this place wasn't on a corner. This place was smack dab in the middle of a block. The entire conversation we're having right now plays out in my brain. I'm like, I'm going to eat so much shit for this later on the podcast, because, and I text him, I'm like, hey, this is 100, just fair warning, this is 100% not the restaurant where we had our holiday party. And also, it had a ton of reservations, which is your first time that it's a bad restaurant. I walk in, it is, Andy, it is like a TGI Fridays if TGI Fridays ran out of money.
It was like a TGI Tuesdays.
Yeah. And this is Bruce. Bruce doesn't care.
When I was in LA, Bruce was like, hey, come meet me to eat some tacos over here. I was like, all right, cool. It's just a little fucking little place. Bruce may be like the number fucking 20th Twitch streamer, but you know, in his heart, he'll eat wherever. You know what I mean?
But what's sad is like what right next to him where he's staying is like a bunch of those places that I would have loved to take him to, like on Bush Street. There's a lot of cool little like boutique taquerias and stuff like that we could have gone to.
Yeah.
Which could have been fun.
But instead we ordered cheese curds.
We did. And they came out and they tasted like a donut that had cheese in the middle of it. And I'm not gonna lie.
Honestly,
I don't think that's what they're supposed to taste like, right?
I know, Joey. But guess where we're going for next year's holiday party?
The Warner's Corner Tower.
No.
Nick, what you like, I could totally understand where you went wrong, because at the end of the day, it's proper noun and location, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. It's Bartlett Hall. It's Jasper's
Corner.
Corner. Like, there's a lot of, like, it's easy to see where you could mix that add up. I don't blame you at all, Nick, okay? I don't blame you at all. Oh, now, if I were Nick there, 100%. I'd be pissed. If I were part of this, I would have been mad.
Andy would have taken his backpack and just left.
I would have laughed. I would have been cackling at you, dude.
It was so embarrassing. And it was one of those places, like, you guys, you know when you go to a place and you walk in, and again, if you're listening to this and by random happenstance, you know Ev or and frequent or work at
Jasper. If you know
Corner,
Jasper.
It was perfectly, fine restaurant. It was a perfectly fine place to grab a quick burger. Whatever, nothing to write home about, but not a bad place in any way, shape, or the imagination. When you haven't seen someone in 3 years and you're excited to hang out with them and you're the only person in the restaurant, and even the guy serving you is like, Why are you here?
No, real talk.
It was like, embarrassing.
Our waiter was nice, was cool, super served us, nice everything guy, was super cool. He was definitely judging us.
Fuck like, for sure. He was like, you guys have so many other places you could have gone to, and you came here for lunch. I mean, Again, good location. It's like right by Union Square. So I wasn't like this. I mean, but it's just, it's very touristy, very much like a place where you, like, we saw families and stuff there that were clearly on vacation.
It's, and I was definitely bummed
because I'm like, I don't go out to lunch that much. So it was kind of a missed opportunity to actually spend a lot of
$10
on a good lunch.
It definitely seems like the last resort. It seems like a, all right, it's 11:30, 4 p.m. We just got done with this one thing. Everything is packed. What about Jasper's Corner?
Yep. Yeah. Man, it was, and then Bruce, of course, treated us to lunch. He wanted to thank us for all the support, you know, that we've shown over the years and vice versa.
He spent $28.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was like, we were very happy. That, I mean, it was very nice of him to treat us. And it was good to see him, but definitely I want a redo on this one. I want fair warning that I'm booking the rises and I'm taking us to,
we're going to Epic Steak.
We're going to Epic Steak, Kokari, or Wayfarer Tavern. Those are the only three places.
Those are the only options.
Because Kokari and Wayfarer Tavern had reservation openings, but they went to 1:45. And I was like, can we eat dinner in 15 minutes? Can we do that and get back for this podcast? But we weren't able to.
Kokari is so good too.
Kokari is so fucking good. It'll blow your brain. Just blow your mind, man.
Joe, anytime. Yeah. You catch any flack for a small movie theater screen.
Oh, I can't wait to bring this up.
Now you know.
Jasper's Corner is Nick's Deadpool 2. Now,
I'll tell you this. It is. And it's one of those things where I'm like, this is going to haunt me for years. But the best thing about it was I'm sitting down with Bruce. I order a Diet Coke. And Bruce is like, you know what? I'd like a Diet Coke also. And I'm like, you're a man of so many good tastes, my friend. And I'm like, I'm so glad to be able to sit across the table from you, a real professional. And just enjoy each other's company from an intellectual standpoint. And as I'm saying all this in my brain, of course, I didn't say this to Bruce. I look over and I see Tim trotting across the street in that shirt. And I'm like, not only did I take Bruce to the bargain bin of TGI Fridays, but now he has to stare at Tim in this shirt while we order burgers that are probably going to come out cold.
What
we're never getting a call from Bruce Green ever.
What a lot of people need to understand about Tim's shirt, if you have any sort of trouble figuring out maybe what it looks like if you're an audio listener and you have no access to visual, what you want to think about is the really cheap mall
kiosk.
In my home, it was called, or my hometown, it was called El Centro Mall. And El Centro Mall, it was just like, maybe there was 18% of stores that were actually functional and up and working, and they always had the kiosk in the middle where the dude air sprayed fucking graphics on jackets, and it was always like local school pride shirts, and sometimes it was like a gangster looking Bugs Bunny and Tweety Bird, and they had,
or like a dolphin on an island with a sunset.
Well, no, for it was usually like Bugs Bunny with a Band-Aid under one eye.
Oh,
29
like,
smoking a blunt.
Tweety the bird looking
tough.
Yeah. Yeah, Tweety smoking a blunt for sure. And it's usually in that look. It's usually in that look for sure. And then on the other side of the genres it was the Vin Diesel font that Tim has on his shirt, but it was like so and so and so and so showing off their romance, you know what I mean? That's usually what it was.
Lisa and Bobby forever, forever.
Yeah, it was always Roberto y Juanita, you know, and in that beautiful font.
See, Tim's shirt reminds me of like the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk and like all of those like touristy vacation spots where you want that kind of thing.
What's great amazing America though is
oh,
guys,
yeah.
You know, we have a lot of rules here. If you listen to the
kind of funny podcast,
podcast for longer than three episodes, you know we love nicknaming each other and rules. Mm-hmm. And one of the hard set rules that the San Francisco boys who grew up here always seem to roll by is that they don't wear white shirts. So I'm so fascinated that Tim has chosen to wear the white shirt. Now I know there's a caveat because Kevin was like, I wear a white shirt all the time. But it's because he wears the undershirt underneath the white shirt. And you can see the undershirt more than you can see the shirt on top somehow with Kevin. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, but like, if I just wear the white shirt, all you do is talk about my nipples. You've done that so many times.
I can neither confirm either that's happened. I did catch a glimpse of Tim's nipples today.
Didn't you really?
No, I'm teasing. I'm fucking around. I can't.
Well, no, because it's funny you bring up the white shirt thing. It's like
we had a lengthy conversation about this whole of what Tim was going to buy from this.
Oh yeah, for sure. These shirts are a whole thing. What's it called? Super Yaki?
Yeah, they're really dope. They do a lot of like pop culture drops. There's like a whole, they did a whole Fast and Furious line. That's actually dope.
And they're dope as shit. So you should, what I sent to Acid Snake is not what we're talking about. This is what Andy was talking about. Yeah. When you're talking about but no, with the white shirts, it's like, yeah, you're right. It's like, you know, white shirts are a thin man's game. I would love to wear more white shirts. I actually think that they look really good. Mm-hmm. But I lost that race many, many years ago. But even then, it's like, okay, sometimes I'll want to wear a white shirt. And I'm like, okay, if I wear a jacket over it, I should be okay. But the nips are a problem, man. I don't understand what it is about white t-shirts that, like, they just don't have the same thickness that other colored tees seem to have ever. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'm never wearing a white t-shirt again, but I had to buy this. I'm sure as you guys look at it, you can understand why I had to fucking own this shirt.
Of course.
But I looked out that, like, the Vin Diesel spray stuff added some thickness to the nip area.
Right,
so you said you saw my nips today, Nick, I was shocked.
No,
I had Gia do a full 360 nip check to make sure that I wasn't exposing myself.
Did you nips other places?
Sunlight? You got to have Kevin give you one of those sunlight guns like they use in car shops. They can see how the paint refracts the sunlight.
And 20,000 just get it real close to that lumens. Nipple.
Yeah, 20,000 lumens right on each one of your... Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was really fun lunch. Andy, we missed you. Next time, we'll send you the invite.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it's because I was on Games Daily. I think that's what it was. Ultimately, mm-hmm. that was what was in the way.
Games Daily ruined your life. We have it here. First authority, real talk. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, this has been a fun one so far. We're gonna take a quick break to tell you about our sponsors.
This, of course, is one of my favorite sponsors of all time. It's Honey, ladies and gentlemen. When you're shopping online, it's easy to save money on your iPhone or computer. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch your prices drop. Here's, ladies and gentlemen, where I go and I hit pause on the ad because I use Honey all the time. This is my Google Chrome, and right there is the Honey button. You install it there, you can use it on your iPhone too, but it's great. It saves you money, and then if you're logged in too, it accrues Honey coins that you can then spend on gift cards and stuff all the time. But then yesterday I was buying some Mizzou stuff off the internet. Guess what? There it is. I don't even think about it. Honey just pops up, little dancing coin. He's like, you want me to save you some money? And I'm like, yes, you do. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show. I'd never recommend something I don't use. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kinda. That's joinhoney.com/kinda. Every day you gotta get up, worry about work, worry about your family, worry about when you're playing games. It's too much. So remove the stress for shopping for clothes with Cuts Clothing. Cuts Clothing has perfected the art and science of men's shirts. So now you can throw on one look and look great without ever having to think about it. Plus, Cuts has all the essentials for looking sharp, like tees, hoodies, polos, and more, so you can stop bouncing between brands and shopping for different shirts. Tim Geddes loves Cuts. He went online, found the blues he loved, and then had them shipped to his door so he can go get haircuts and stare at electronics knowing he looks great. Cuts has totally revolutionized the traditional outdated t-shirt category. They make it easy to mix and match styles and colors so you can find the perfect style. They even developed their own fabric that's soft as hell and guaranteed not to pill or shrink. Join hundreds of thousands of guys who have made the simple decision to elevate their wardrobe with Cuts. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/kindafunny. That's cutsclothing.com/kindafunny for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing. All right, guys, let's talk about skincare. If your skincare routine is basically you washing your face in the shower with that one shower gel you've been using since high school, then it's time to level up your skincare game. But thanks to Lumen, you can drop that bottle of 3-in-1 and start using products that actually take care of your skin. All their products aim to help with those stubborn acne scars, under eye dark circles, wrinkles, sun damage, dry skin, oily skin, and more. Starting with Lumen is easy. All you have to do is take their 2-minute quiz on their website, and they'll tell you exactly what routine is best for you based on your skincare needs. Plus, all their products are made using only natural ingredients that actually work. Guys, I swear, skincare shouldn't be that complicated thing we dread doing, and thanks to Lumen, it's simple. It takes you less than 90 seconds of your day. It's easy. and you'll have skin as smooth as Kevin Coelho's shaved cheeks. Level up your skincare game with Lumen Skin today. Go to lumenskin.com/kindoffunny to get your free trial of Lumen's products. That's lumenskin.com/kindoffunny to get your free trial of Lumen's products. That's lumenskin.com/kindoffunny.
Coming back, I know we got a fun topic, but I want to throw this out there as a topic. Just a little thought starter, okay? Because we talked about something that we want to talk about on the show beforehand, and we'll get to that eventually. I'm being very cryptic. I don't know why. But Cozy Bear wrote in. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Patreon supporter, you get to ride into the show. You get the show ad-free. You get the post-show afterward. Why not go to kindoffunny.com, patreon.com/kindoffunny, and back us at any of those fun tiers? Get a little extra for your effort. Just like Cozy Bear did, wrote in and said, what was your greatest achievement in elementary school? Greatest achievement in elementary school. This is specifically, I feel like, a question for Tim and for Kevin.
They're different achievements, I'm sure.
Yeah. Elementary school, I don't know that I have anything that pops to mind that is like actually that cool, but I did win a competition in Golden Gate Park sponsored by Lego, where I built the Titanic out of Legos. And that's I won incredible. First place, but
oh my God.
It's not. And nope. No, guys, don't give me any props and don't be excited about it. Cause like what I just said, I'm sure made you think that's of cool. something.
Scale model.
Thought of a Titanic, you know, iceberg. It's like, what colors is it? Black with mm-hmm. the white and mm-hmm. then the gold kind of smokestacks. No, I was poor. So it was just whatever colors I had the bricks yeah. for. So it was a rainbow Titanic, and it was a pity win. It was yeah. clear that they were just like, just fucking give this kid something because like he needs it. And I will never fucking forget being there. I got first place, and I remember looking at second and third and just being like, oh shit. I remember my dad looking at me, be like, hey, we should just go. I got it. Because like he was like, I think the other parents might get upset. Then because the other ones were so incredibly intricate and dope and like lifelike. And here was my fucking like 8-year-old dumbass walking in. Here's my Titanic. Like
it's just like a box.
like shitty ass, like literally any color possible on this thing.
Is it possible though that you're seeing this through the lens of your 8-year-old self? Where you were self-conscious about yours, but it does.
No,
it, like if you were to see not. This now, everyone else's was as shitty as yours was too.
No, it was to the level that I'm not kidding when I say that I would not be surprised if the second place person still to this day, like Lego is their life. like if they are a professional Lego like maniac,
master builder.
Master builder. Yeah. Thank
you. Oh, I thought you were going to say called. They held onto that grudge.
Honestly, there's a couple things that have happened in my life that I'm kind of like always looking over my shoulder. That I do think about that second place Lego guy as often as I think about the snowboard kid, but. That's a story for another time.
But a story for this time is one that I'll tell about my elementary school. I have no achievements from elementary school other than it was the first time it was that I got to walk to school by myself. I went to Catholic school till third grade. My mom always had to take me there. And Andy, I know what you're thinking to yourself. Nick, did you have to wear the old Catholic school uniforms that felt like cardboard? I did.
Oh, God, those uniforms are so bad.
They fucking felt like you were wearing a milk carton on your yeah. shirt. They were the worst. So part of it, one day my mom came to me. She's like, do you still want to go to the school? We have a new school opening up in our neighborhood. And I literally was like, I'm an Italian Catholic, born and raised. I had my first Holy Communion. My mom was like, you might get confirmed. And I was like, I don't want to wear these uniforms anymore. So I made a life choice at that point to just go to this new school. And then I remember the first day my mom walked me to the school. And she goes, now you know how to get here, right? And I was like, yeah. She goes, I'll come pick you up afterward. We're going to walk back. And I was like, cool. And then from that point on, I got to walk to school. And I just remember feeling like I am an adult. Somebody give me a bank account. Let me start day trading. That's what I'm ready for this now. I'm ready
wow.
for this now.
Yeah. That was the moment that you kind of like crossed the barrier from boy to man.
Mm-hmm. And if you're thinking to yourself, Andy, how many days did Nick walk to school out of the school year? A solid 2 out of the school year. Because I was so lazy. I was like, Ma, I think it's time for you. You got to take me to school today. I'm late.
I'm oh my God.
Those days are behind me, Mom.
I've been there, done that. Andy, do you have any elementary school memories that you'd like to share with this podcast group?
I mean, I was a very successful child. I won a bunch of awards.
Still am.
For a bunch of different things. And that's when my parents were like, wow, we got a Disney Imagineer on our hands.
We got
right
one.
We got somebody who's going to be making billions in the future. But I don't know. I've told a bunch of stories a bunch of different times. I won like a bunch of like creative writing stuff, and I won a bunch of art contests. There's a story that I don't know if it's real or not, and maybe the other ones aren't real either. Mm-hmm. Now that I think of it, maybe I've been making up the other stuff as well. But I could have sworn that I got into the Lego magazine as a kid. But now I'm wondering, did I make that up?
We've talked about this.
You can Google it probably.
That's on the show. Story, right? That's where it gets confusing. It wasn't me. It was my friend that was on the Lego magazine. But we talked about this with Andy, and we were trying to find evidence of any of it. We couldn't find it.
Yeah, because this was like, this would have been 1996, 90, around there, right? That's when I was just obsessed. That's when I was like, hey, mom and dad, I know that like this sounds really weird, but can you subscribe to the Lego magazine for me? And like, I forgot how much it, you know, how much it costs or whatever, but I was very, very conscious about asking my parents to do things like that. And I still have the photos. I can still imagine the photo of me with a little Lego figurine, but I don't think it actually made it in. I think in my dreams, it maybe made it in. Maybe I told my friends I made it in, but it was a lie. My whole youth was built on a lie that I made it into the Lego competition. Old Lego magazine covers. What's this, Tim?
I found a Reddit, and I found my friend on the cover of the October 1996.
Oh my thing. God!
Kev, if you could bring that up, please.
Dude, oh my gosh! Nothing was cooler than the blue.
And go right a couple times to get to the western one with the cowboys on the front.
See, I don't even remember being called Mania Magazine.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. I think I just remember Lego Magazine. Lego but there was Mania. Also, yeah. I think, a free right. version.
That was more like a catalog. But yeah, it was so long ago that I don't even remember the details. But I was also part of the photo. I was in the magazine. I wasn't on the cover.
Wasn't it one of the back pages you bought?
This girl in the barrel on the right. You see her?
Oh, yeah.
This is definitely, Tim, this is what I was thinking about. I was going to say, were you in a barrel? It's definitely this girl.
That was my friend, Michelle.
No. The section I was talking about, similar to a lot of different kids' magazines at the time, were when you would submit your own art. Like, I remember the GamePro magazines back in the day. I remember all sorts of different sort of hobbyist magazines where you would submit your own art and they would feature it, and there would be like three things, and it'd be like, here's Delilah's art from fucking Ontario, Canada, and she's 12 years old. And I could have sworn that Andy's Lego thing made it in, but I think it was built on a lie, Joe. It was built on a lie.
A lie similar to the lie brought up in the chat from Cody Hagler. Didn't Andy copy one of the Mega Man plots and just change the names and win an award?
I did, yeah. I did. Yeah. I plagiarized the story of Mega Man X in a creative writing. Now, that was just one story, okay? Another one, I made up a story about a kid who really wanted a designer beret because I thought berets were cool. I thought I really thought that berets were cool. And like at one point I have a photo of me in a red beret holding up, like, maybe it's the fucking Mega Man story, but I don't know.
So in your mind, you think you're in a red beret holding up that story on the cover of Lego Mania magazine.
No. The pictures that I remember are like, I'm in the library holding up the $25 check, like the first place prize $25 check for writing this whatever story. The Mega Man X story definitely ripped. Like, I just totally ripped. I don't think I changed the names. I think I used just straight up, like, you know, zero and shit like that. But the other creative stories were definitely just like off the dome, right? Once I got pressured and, you know, I had to sort of cop to the plagiarism publicly. A lot of people said, how will he redeem himself? And then I wrote the story about the beret. And that one did well for me. Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Andy's story about the beret, it goes like this. A young boy and his parents are leaving a movie theater, and he sees them shot in front of him and dies. And then he becomes a vigilante at night in his city. But he, and they call him Beret Man
because he wears the beret. Nick,
I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart, when you started this story, I literally dreamed that it would end anywhere besides Beret Man. But alas, that's where he ended up.
He hasn't quite recovered since fucking Bartlett Hall.
I'm shocked by it. I'm actually thrown by the fact that I screwed that up so badly. You can feel it in my energy right now. But I do want to throw, out a challenge to everyone, all the artists in our community right now. I want you to tweet at me your artist's rendition of Andy Cortez as Beret Man. That's what I'd like to see. Nerf Alice's. I'm talking to the Nerf Alice's out there. Come at us. Let me see what you got.
I wanted to be Snake Man. We talked about that before of like, you know, Maggie Gyllenhaal being like, who are you? And I go, it's snake time. And I slither away because I'm scared. I'm scared of what I want to be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's one of those Batman situations. He's scared of bats. I'm scared of snakes.
See, I want a Lego Mania magazine cover with Andy on it. Little Andy with the beret holding his plagiarized Mega Man X fanfic.
Stupid things kids do.
I think it was a Nike beret.
So much doper. Did you see that from like why would you think berets were cool? Were you like a big fan of like Samuel L. Jackson back in the day? Because he used to rock the beret all the time.
I don't know. It was a weird thing. I found the beret. I found it online. I found the beret.
Exact beret.
I found the beret online.
You said it couldn't be done.
You sent it over the assets.
I feel like you could pull off a beret right now, Andy. A Nike beret.
I don't know what it was. I just thought of like the idea of like where, you know what? Maybe it was Michael Jordan wearing the beret that I thought was wearing.
That does track.
Yeah, did they have ROTC? In your high schools?
Oh, yeah.
Not they at my high school, but we had it at one of the high schools. It was at Poly in Riverside.
I don't know how safe this website is, Kevin.
I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you.
Kevin has ad block on.
This is such a weird looking website. Like, this does not look safe at all.
Integrity Online.gq.
Nope, I'm not clicking on this.
There's like an Apple Pay logo on the top left.
No, yeah, this is not a website you're supposed to trust.
Yeah, so go it's the red one. If you scroll down, there's like that red one.
Let me see this kid here taking a picture of himself with this beret.
Look at this. Oh, this one.
It's that red one.
So many.
Oh, that's a look right there, though. Andy, you could rock this
beret. What do the comments say? I can't read them.
Now, Andy, I just want to point one thing out. This could very easily be a brimless hat. And just from the angle, that's what I'm saying. You don't know.
I see. Yeah.
It could also be one of those newsy hats, right? Because that's different than a beret.
It's like a page boy hat, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the idea of like, because if you wear it brim forward,
you're playing poker.
That's a different vibe than wearing it backwards. When you wore it backwards, to me, it meant like you were sophisticated. You were cultured. You knew 100%. Art.
That's not a beret, though. This is different than a beret.
Are you sure?
I mean, I searched for Nike beret, and this is what popped up. And that's it.
That's not what we're looking at here, though. This is a hat. The beret is.
No.
This looks like the page boy hat too. This one here. In the left, the second one.
We click on this picture of this guy in like the full drip here. This guy's fuck. That's incredible.
That's a great jacket. Oh my god.
And maybe this is the beret. Okay, so you may be right. I think the berets had little rims on them. I always thought they were just.
Didn't have a little rim on it. This is for sure a beret right here.
That's a cabbie hat. So these are like cabbie hats. Like.
Yeah, but so this angle with the brim in the front, the red one I had the Nike in the on the other side with and the brim went to the back. I'll tell you what I'm fucking sick of. I'm sick of these super hot dudes on TikTok being like, here's my fit for today. It's like, dude, only you can pull this off, dude. Only you can pull this off with your incredible jawline and your great metabolism and your full head of hair. Like, see, only you can do this, dude.
I think those aren't berets. They don't have brims.
Yeah, they don't have brims.
They don't care about your story, Andy.
To putting out one of those videos on TikTok today about my outfit because I fucking love this shirt so goddamn. I
hate or it's just like music
I think you should, Tim.
You just got like the jacket goes over.
Joey, do you think I could be one of those smile boys on TikTok? The eyes, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know just what I'm talking about.
Oh, the guys that don't do anything on TikTok but get like hundreds of thousands of likes.
Every video starts like this.
What's he doing?
Hey, you're beautiful and you mean something.
Oh, fuck that.
Don't let anyone tell you anything different.
Fuck that, dude.
Oh.
I am so uncomfortable right now.
That's what they do.
I want anything but this. Tim, that's 90. You just described 90% of TikTok videos that get sent to me. They're always like that.
It's not true.
Who said
that? I don't think that's true.
Mostly it's like Mike, and then Kevin sends me the ones of cute dogs.
Yeah.
So, oh, okay.
Or a cat that is hanging on a door stop.
Oh, I got a good one to send you, Nick, about cats.
Which is great. Yeah, I'm fast.
Are we still like in disagreement with what a beret is? I thought we figured
it out. Yeah, you guys, Andy.
Andy Googled
Nike beret and just came up with a straight up baseball hat. That's good for you.
That's not a fucking baseball hat. Yeah,
this is what a
beret. That's a paperboy hat.
I think a beret traditionally doesn't have like a floppy a doesn't have a brim. It's just kind of floppy on top and flat.
This is what a beret.
Are we thinking French beret? I think we're thinking French beret.
That's a beignet. It's a French word. It means brimless hat. I just Googled it.
No, does it really?
No, it doesn't.
Maybe flat cap. Nick,
I believed you.
Maybe flat cap.
Yeah,
maybe
flat cap. There we go. Yeah, flat cap is what versus it is. Beret.
Flat cap is what it is, which, everybody.
A flat cap is a paper boy. Is that what Joey called him? No, page boy. Page boy hat.
Not to be confused with a conductor's hat that looks like you're on a choo-choo train. I just Googled one of those.
No, okay, a pageboy hat very clearly has a like a curved brim.
When you do the flat cap and the word backwards, that's where I'm like, oh, you're into art. You went to the museum today and studied. You know, like you gathered different meaning from a painting that somebody else didn't. You know,
right? So I remember Mike Oransky used to wear one of these.
Mike Oransky is
the kind of guy he'd wear the flat cap, and he'd also pair that maybe with an old pair of suspenders. It did. It almost killed him. You're right.
What does that mean?
We have to tell that story.
Wait, that's not just like a weird Kevin side comment.
No. Kevin, that was a great
Mike Oransky wore this hat that, like, in the same way that you're like, okay, nowadays turtleneck, you think Snowbike Mike, brimless hat, you think Kevin Coelho, like this type of hat, you think Mike Oransky, and he wore it every fucking day. And then one day he just stopped wearing the hat, and we're like, Oransky, like, why'd you stop wearing the hat? He's like, the doctor said it was killing me. I have to stop wearing the hat.
What does that mean?
I think that ended up not being true, though. I feel like. Afterwards, he was just unhealthy and had to change his diet.
Yes, that was. Yeah, but they thought originally that the hat was either too tight or causing some sort of heat exhaustion or something like that.
Yeah.
And it turned out it had to do with different health problems that I don't know if Mike Oransky for, but he's better now, which is great. But
is the this fact the,
that
is
we
this
were the, all dumb enough to think that a flat hat could kill you if it was too tight?
We made fun of him so much, though.
Fuck yeah, we still make fun of him. One time he fell asleep at Comic-Con, I made fun of him.
One time.
Is this the, Joey, is this the ghost story thing that Greg was telling that one time at Extra Life?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe?
About Oransky's hat?
I feel like I don't remember that. I remember a lot of ghost stories about Fran's grandparents, but I don't know.
Yeah. Those are all made up. There's no truth to that.
Oh, okay.
Fran never even had grandparents. He was an immaculate conception. let me ask you this question, Tim. Would that surprise you? Would it surprise you if Fran's parents just looked over and Fran was just there one day?
No, real talk. Out of any human being I've ever met, Fran being an immaculate conception is the fucking greatest thing I've ever heard, Nick. Thank you for that.
Yeah, he knows it. He all knows it.
God bless him.
God. What a weird day.
What a weird day. It's been a good day, man. It was weird being in the wild.
Well, it's been fun, though.
GDC is happening. So I was like, I drove, I did a mic yesterday after we got done with work. And I drove down there and I saw everyone at the Moscone Center. I was like, oh, right. There's like, people are out again. Like, there's an actual convention happening. Mm. I guess if you can call GDC a convention, because the show floor itself is not like dominantly huge
it's
or whatever.
People are here, right?
It's still a convention,
People have come to SF, and there's people roaming around here, and it's good to see again. It warmed the cockles of my heart to see a bunch of people like walking in and out of a convention hall that I didn't have to go into. It was very nice.
I have a really important thing that I just put in assets for you.
Okay. It just makes me uncomfortable when Nick talks about his heart cockles.
The cockles of my heart, Kevin. Kevin, I saw a whale's heart on Instagram the other day.
Did you mean the boys? Can you see the boys? Is that what this is?
No. I'll try to find it for you. It's like a whale's heart. It was like 10 feet tall. What is it? I can't see what it's
called. Joshy G made an art piece of me in a snake costume. It says, who am I? It's snake time. And I'm holding a story that says Mega Man X. And the story is
and it's
Mega
crossed,
Man
X out.
Is crossed out. And it says Beret Man by Andy, crossed out Snake Man.
Love this.
Great job, Jossie G. Great job.
Not what I was looking for. Not quite my tempo when I asked.
I don't know. I love that line so much.
Not quite my tempo, but good shot. Enjoy being a house band for Jasper's Corner.
You know, my favorite thing is that we just live our lives, you know? Like, it's not like we're, like, going out of our ways to create, like, stories to tell on podcasts. We're just doing things. And what's funny is, like, it wasn't until we were on this show that I thought, I need to tell this story about Nick and Jasper's Corner. Like, we just kind of experienced it, and it was just life, you know? Like, I just love that there is such a genuineness.
Genuineness.
What's the right word? Generosity. I just had my elbow today. There's a generosity. Thank you, Andy. That's exactly what I was
I don't think that's about. The same thing.
No, that's definitely very different.
I learned today that addicting isn't a word.
It's addictive.
It's addictive. But no one's...
English, living language, so like you can literally make a new word right now. 100% raw. Andy, you're shaking your head no, but I'm right. Living language.
And you wouldn't know how to pronounce any of them anyway. So
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right? You can't make new Latin words. That's a dead language. Damn!
But yeah, no, because I did my review today for Kirby and the Forgotten Land, and I had to write my script for the TikTok video, and I said something like the addicting gameplay or whatever. And one comment called me out, was like, Tim, it's addictive, not addicting. I was like, holy shit.
No, like, I think they're wrong. I think you could say something is addicting. Is saying addicting wrong? The present participle addicting is technically synonymous with addictive, but there's no reason to use addicting when addictive is a perfectly functional, even versatile word. So I guess they're interchangeable. But
I'm a fucking English master.
You are a master, because I looked at it. I just typed it in, and it's got one of those little. This is how you know it's real, guys. It's got one of those little speakers next to it where you can click on it and see how it's pronounced. Of substance or activity causing or likely to cause someone to become addicted, nicotine is considered the most addicting drug in the world. Mm-hmm. Is there?
No, but addictive is the right version of it. Addictive.
I think it's
you
gotta
move on past that. All right, we spell woe differently now. Okay,
addictive is the right way. Woe is WHOA.
I don't know what
you're talking about. So true.
Yeah, like that person is right, Tim. But like Kevin's excuse of living language, is very much at play right here.
Mm-hmm. Addicting versus addictive. What's the difference? Is writingexplained.org, and it's a .org, so you know that it means business. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm at quickanddirtytips.com.
Addicting is a verb where they say that like cocaine is addicting thousands of youths on the street every day. Kirby's but addictive. Cocaine is addictive. You know, does that make sense?
Video
games are addicting a bunch of young kids all over the world, but in your case, the gameplay is addictive.
I think Andy is trying to explain the rules of a made-up word. I just wanted to put that out there. Like a minute ago, the word wasn't real.
Verb uses versus adjective uses.
Addicting. Now Joey's backing him up on his made-up rules.
Addicting is a verb, Andy's right on that. It is the present participle of the verb addict, which means to cause someone to be physically dependent. Now, it's right around the time when I got to present participle that I'm like, I don't want to read the rest of this one.
I'm out.
I'm done.
I'm going to eject on this
conversation. This is the equivalent to Tim's shirt. I saw it once. I'm good. I don't need to see it.
I mean, that is my problem, is I now own this shirt, and I also own my fucking amazing Spider-Man shirt. not to be confused with an Amazing Spider-Man shirt. It is a Spider-Man shirt that features every Spider-Man on it. And I'm like, I want to wear them every day of my life, but I also want to never wear it again. You know, it's like that weird kind of balance. Spears
shirt that I feel like kind of fits into that vibe.
No, that Britney Spears shirt transcends for me. Uh-huh. That is a shirt that I am going to wear out. Like, mm-hmm. until I cannot wear it anymore.
I'm with you on that, until it's worn out.
Yeah, it is. I actually love that shirt. Like, the color design on it, like, that is a legitimately cool fucking shirt. And if I'm being honest, I fucked up and I should have ordered two. That is the shirt I love so much that I am mad that one day I will no longer have.
I'll be honest with you. This crew neck that I'm wearing right now, this is a Uniqlo crew neck. I bought it on a whim, Kevin.
Can you stand up so you can see it all?
Is it just black?
It's just a black crew neck. It's got the cool. It's got the little triangle that
It's not a sweatshirt. It looks like a little thicker than just a shirt.
It's a crew neck. I just said it's a crew neck. It's a crew neck sweatshirt. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, this is another one where
I thought crew neck was the cut of it, like a t-shirt is crew neck.
Crew neck.
Crew necks have the brims on them.
Oh. Crew neck is this. V neck means it comes down. So when I say crew neck sweatshirt, and then it's my understanding that this is the baseball cut, because what I like about these is that it doesn't have the weird little shoulder nipple that you get sometimes.
I love a good shoulder nipple.
I don't like the shoulder nipple. I hate it. It makes me look like, I feel like I'm...
I think it adds shape.
I feel like I look like Spawn, right? Where it's got the little curly thing going up. I don't like it. So I found this and I was like, this is Uniqlo. It was like a $30 sweatshirt. It's my favorite sweatshirt that I wear. I look good in it. I wore it to the Punchline the other week. What up? Mm. And I'm thinking to myself, surely they'll sell this forever. It's Uniqlo. This is like the fucking... If you're not familiar with this company, it is fucking... It's like... What's an analog, I guess... Old Navy.
American right? Apparel.
American H&M. Apparel. Exactly. Oh, okay.
Plus, it's like such a staple H&M. Basic piece.
They never.
It's not like again. Trendy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's too those, expensive, but you no, can't No, those
companies,
get them.
They're constantly rotating what they're selling. It's always quick and trendy stuff that like won't last very long.
30.
Well, fast fashion is what they call
it. Well, Uniqlo does that when it comes to like IPs and stuff like that. But I didn't know they also did that. With like, here's some jeans that we don't sell anymore. Yeah.
And that's what I wouldn't have thought too. I would have thought, this would be a staple, right? This is a basic ass black sweatshirt that I was like, I should have got it in every color. I was thinking every year I'd just add it when this one got ratty. You know, a couple of years in, that's mm-hmm. the kind of the whole point of the H&M's and the Uniqlo's, right? Where you can get decent looking stuff. It's not super expensive, but it probably wears out. Although I will say, I've worn this thing a lot, at least once a week. It hasn't worn out yet. Kudos to Uniqlo for actually making good quality shit.
That was their whole position in the beginning.
I mean,
they're trying to make nicer stuff. I do think over time it's kind of like lost that.
That was a platform they always ran do. On.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, because it was a Japanese company, and then they came over and started getting big on the West Coast.
Yeah.
That kind of like it caused like a huge boom for them. And I think that, you know, with that scale, it always kind of comes with some quality issues. But in your case, Nick, just
to me, that
them cutting the good stuff.
To me, it just seems like a lot of work. To constantly be having a new catalog. That's just like, that's a crazy amount of shit to do. Why can't you just have the staples and then like every once in a while I hear the seasonal things?
And it's insane how quickly they can make that stuff. Like some of the stuff is designed like 3 weeks ago and is out on sale.
Man. That's wild.
I'm just fascinated by
it. It takes us like 7 months to get a shirt on the store from Rooster
Teeth. I know. Well, the amount of waste. The
we got a Johnny A shirt going live now, everyone.
We got a Johnny A shirt. That's a good reference. I'm just shocked or like in awe of people in general that try to stay ahead of fashion curves, because that's like a full time job for me. Like, I mean, not that I do it, but when I see people like when I see like comics that show up to the club and they got the new drip or whatever the new word is we're describing someone's outfit, I'm like, you look amazing.
You got fucking you saying that.
Tim, that's what it is, man. It's a lit
drip. I know it is what it is, but I just didn't like you Tim, saying
lit.
It.
That drippy is litty.
It's flit.
It's That's flit.
I was reminded of that by Timur recently. Was that on the Planet of the Apes in review?
I think that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just quiet for a second, and then... We were talking about how we didn't want Nick to say lit, and then he's just really quiet and it goes, it's flit. And like, I don't even understand the full reference of the story, but it was just awful. Like, I laughed so hard and I was so angry at you at the same time.
God, that just describes our relationship. Well, hey, this was a good podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We're about an hour in, and I think I'm going to wrap it up for the day. Thank you guys so much for joining us right now. Hey, if you're listening to this and you're not a Patreon supporter, goodbye. We'll see you next week. But if you are a Patreon supporter, congratulations. Welcome to the Thunderdome.